This is Running on Air, a production of KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm Althea Billings. This is our first introductory episode to a brand new daily show we're creating that will lead up to the 2024 election in Portland. Running on Air will be a daily radio roundtable conversation with the people running to represent Portland. It's a big idea. We're doing it live, and we couldn't be happier to be sharing it with you both over our airwaves and in podcast form. Now, where did this idea come from, right? Journalists around town have been scratching their heads about how to best meet the moment that Portland is in the 2024 election. It's the dawn of a new political age. There is a new form of government that is being formed. It's going to need to be fully in effect by January 2025, and Portlanders will be voting in 12 new city councilors, something they've never done before. And even the method of voting is something that they've never done before with ranked choice voting. So with this is a problem that is presented when it comes to how do you get people informed. There's a lot of people to know. There's a lot of new things about how Portlanders will be voting in this cycle. So for us, the way that we started thinking about this, well, I'll tell you what my first idea was. My first idea was to try to get every candidate to come to the KBOO studios on the same day for like a 10-minute interview. And after shopping that around a little bit, people were telling me, hey, maybe there might be a better way to do this. And so that's where this idea for Running on Air, that's where it came from. We want people to be able to feel really informed about the people that are running in their district. On ballots, looking at ranked choice voting, there's going to be six different ranks. That means at the very least, you should have knowledge about six people that are running in your district. That's a lot more than voters have had to know in years past. So that's where this idea came from. Let's get people together. Let's not make it a debate or a forum per se, but actually try to understand who folks are and how they relate to each other, because there's going to be three winners from each district. Let's do a little background here. So up until very recently, Portland sported a commission style of government. Now, this is something that was actually revolutionary in the early 1900s. It was created in Galveston, Texas. And basically what it meant, it was a new style of government that was created in response to the sort of party boss culture that was happening around the turn of the century. You might remember it from U.S. history class. That was when political parties were operating a little more like the mob, and whoever was, for example, going to be in charge of the Water Bureau, city workers, things like this, that was going to be determined by the party that was in power. And a lot of times what you were seeing is not necessarily that the most competent people were becoming bureaucrats or were running the city systems, but this is so-and-so's nephew who donated a bunch to the campaign. So the commission form of government came out of that, where it vested the control of certain city functions into actual legislators. So that meant that a commissioner who was elected to draft legislation, like we would think of Congress people doing or state representatives, they were also in charge of something like the Water Bureau, the Parks Bureau, the Police Bureau, things like that. It was a reform for that time, but boy, if Portland didn't stick with it so much longer than any other major city in the country. And it created some interesting problems, problems that Portlanders tried to address through the 2022 measure 26228, which was the charter change measure. In the city charter, there is every 10 years an opportunity to reassess that document and try to make changes and try to put it to the voters. And there had been a few different attempts, actually, at trying to get away from this commissioner form of government, because it stacks up a lot of compounding challenges, right? In Portland, we look at four city commissioners that are elected from the whole city. They don't represent a particular place. And from that, we've seen a lot more representation for interests that are on the west side or on the central east side. We've only had one city commissioner in the entire history of Portland who lived east of 82nd. That's also why neighborhood associations are so powerful in Portland, but that's sort of a detour. I don't want to get too off track here. Another thing that it does is it loads a lot of responsibility on those commissioners' plates. They have to represent the whole city. They have to come up with new legislation, but they're also vested with these executive type powers. So if you're the commissioner of the Portland Bureau of Transportation, you're kind of the CEO of that entire department. Interestingly enough, they also had certain judicial powers when it came to land use. This is something that's in the process of being dismantled ever since voters passed Measure 26228 to reform the government structure to be one where the city council is only focused on legislating and pulling the mayor out of the city council as well. The mayor now has a different role than they've had in the past. No longer a regular voting member of city council, they're in charge of managing the city administrator. And so all of the city administrative functions are now going to be under one roof. It's been a thing in the past to have sort of fracture among city bureaus that are supposed to be working together because they're not led by the same person. So now it's all under one roof, under one city administrator, and Portland will have 12 city councilors that are focused solely on developing the laws of the city. Another important thing that this measure did is it created district representation. So there are now 4 geographic districts in Portland, and each one will elect 3 members to city council. The thinking there is that it will create more accountability for city councilors because they represent a smaller scope of interests that they're trying to bring to the council. Another interesting wrinkle is that it's a multi-member election, which means that there's going to be 3 from each district. Functionally, because we're electing 3 from each district, the amount of votes that these folks need in order to make it into office is 25% of the vote plus 1. 25 plus 1. And some people see that and they say, oh, it's such a slim amount of people that got any of what they wanted. But really, you can look at it district by district and say 75% of the people in this particular area have somebody on council that they prefer, that was one of their first choices. And that's the other thing, right, is it's ranked choice voting, both for the city council and for the mayor. The thinking behind ranked choice voting is that it allows for a broader scope of folks to be able to be in the race and to matter to the race. It's not a situation where if you vote for somebody who's more unlikely to win, that your vote ends up getting wasted. It can then be applied to your second choice. But all of this is a ton of new information, and Portlanders are looking at a scope of 80, 100 different candidates across the city that are vying for these spots. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to be excited about. And it's a time when Portlanders really got to focus in on what they want to say on their ballot. And so that's what our goal is here, right? We're going to be producing a daily show, and we're breaking it out by district, right? So Mondays are for District 1, Tuesdays are for District 2, Wednesdays are for District 3, Thursdays are for District 4, and on Fridays we'll be talking to mayoral candidates. The goal here is to create a resource, right? And so it may not be in everyone's best interest to listen to every episode. It might make more sense to figure out what district you're in and listen to those episodes. Find out more about those candidates, how they relate to each other, and how they're going to take on the challenges of this new government system and becoming a city councilor. There's also the question of what are our candidates going to be talking about on this show? That is going to be rooted in the KBOO Election Agenda Survey. Those results are coming out at the end of August. We asked nearly 500 community members, what do you want candidates to be talking about as they compete for votes? And we're going to focus on what they said. What do people really want to know in order to feel informed when they get their ballot in the mail? That's what we're going to be focusing on. Running on Air will have a rotating panel of hosts, so it's going to be some of your KBOO favorites are going to be helping out with this project. I'm very grateful for that. So we'll be able to have different voices and different perspectives on every episode. If you would like to engage with the show, if you want to give us feedback, if you want to ask questions, we would love that. You can reach out to us over email. It's runningonair@kboo.org. And definitely tune in live. We may be taking calls or questions from our website, kboo.fm. Speaking of kboo.fm, you can find the show there. You should also be able to find this show wherever you get your podcasts. We want to make it a resource where you can come back to it again and again if you need to. Don't miss an episode. Find us on your favorite podcasting app as well. Well, that's the little introduction of what we're going to be doing for Running on Air on KBOO Community Radio. And a little bit of the context of why we think it's important to make time for this kind of a thing. I'm really looking forward to this project. I'm really looking forward to this election and seeing what happens for this big step forward for Portland. Thank you to everyone who is helping behind the scenes, and thank you for listening. This has been your little introduction to Running on Air. I'm Althea Billings, the producer. Our first episode is going to be on September 3rd at 10 a.m. Tune in.